Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the TerraGo podcast series. Today we're speaking with Davis Wildman, who's a principal with Newland Group, about the recent trend where larger enterprises are moving away from using expensive and often are expensive proprietary GPS handheld devices. And Davis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. Well, thanks for joining us, and let's jump right in. And, you know, at the top of the podcast here, I talked about this trend, you know, where many larger enterprises, as I mentioned, are moving away from these proprietary GPS handheld devices that are often expensive. So tell us a little bit more about this trend. What's going on out there with this?
Well, over the last really 10 years, there have been a number of forward-thinking, innovative smaller GPS developers, GPS companies, looking at how to bring different technologies together, if you will, leverage that. I think a lot of what's was driving their thinking is real-time GPS, real-time, you know, DGPS, it's called differential GPS, so that's corrected. But a convenience, you know, I was thinking about it before coming on, iPads, phones, so much is coming together in that world, and we're seeing larger enterprises leveraging the efficiencies of you know, real time, even there, if you will. You're taking your desk, you know, it's mobile office now, it's you have your database, you have your client contact, you've got email, you can be, you know, texting. So it's convenient in some ways, the need to communicate and you know, having access to information real time is key to success. It facilitates, supports better decision making, and it's you know, Bluetooth is part of that equation too. So yeah, it's I think companies, forward thinking companies, leveraging a lot of different, you know, benefits of the technologies that are coming together here.
That's great. You know, Davis, I'm going to go off the script a little bit here and throw perhaps a curveball at you, perhaps not. You know, when you're talking about iPads, iPhones, all this digital technology, everything's moving so fast, and a lot of industries are being disrupted by new innovations. Do you see that happening here when it comes to these new technologies, you know, making it easier to access real-time data for larger enterprises?
Well, yes, in fact, and that word disruptive is key in GPS land, if you will. Simply moving away from cables and you know, big proprietary systems. Yeah, what to speak specifically about companies, Dynec and EOS, they did disrupt the industry looking at wide area augmentation system, and that's a corrected, you know, GPS source. FAA maintains that, and they really pioneered that. Other companies like Garmin and Magellan as well, but not applying it to, you know, specifically the geographical information systems side of things. And so in that disruption came, you know, lower costs, information, the cost of information, again, get it, you know, on demand, if you will. We say live at 5 or real time, was just very, very attractive. So, indeed, the disruption has been good, real good.
That's great. That's interesting stuff. So, in terms of the disruptors, let's talk real quick about the alternatives that are out there now. What are some of these newer solutions that you're seeing?
Well, specifically, you know, brands of, you know, by name.
Sure, or brands, or just the types of stuff. Obviously, TerraGo is in the game, as you know, and you could, whatever you're comfortable with. If you want to mention some brands, that's fine, or if you just want to talk about just the types of solutions you're seeing, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a standalone GPS device, even though chipsets are incorporated into phones and what have you, but a standalone now GPS device. It's interesting. It So I've had a neat perspective and been fortunate in the industry about 25 years now, and came in when you had to go buy components and put GPS solutions together. Most of the time it was in a big heavy backpack with a giant antenna. It wasn't very friendly. And then over time, the devices became more integrated. It got a little smaller, but, they were integrated. And software, again, proprietary solutions primarily. And they have, if you will, taken that apart. They've kind of deconstructed the integration or the integrated GPS solution. And now it's really just, well, as Terago says, BYOD, bring your own device. And so it's facilitated many more, solutions and applications at various levels of accuracy need. And, I would say the GPS industry was driving a large part of what GIS was doing. GIS was, in a way, responding to the capabilities of GPS. And I would say that they've certainly met, but GIS now in some ways has been driving GPS. And again, it's to speak specifically, we're serving data live from the field, corrected, GPS data to the cloud. It's going to the server and being pushed to analysts in the office all real time. So it's and that's something that's occurred on the GIS side. So really leveraging these real-time external GPS devices that are using WAS, and that's a submeter, a submeter solution. The survey grade side of that is RTK or the virtual reference networks. That's real time as well. So it's and then that's making use of a data plan, a cell phone data plan, and the internet. And it's just the efficiencies there again have been tremendous.
Interesting. Tell us a little bit about Newland Group. Love to hear more about what you all offer.
Well, Newland Group is not anything too unique. We've just had a very interesting ride and perspective. Newland Group is about 15 years old. I worked in software development using GPS and GIS for forest products industry, timber investment management companies. So Newland Group has been applying, another division of our company. We've considered ourselves technology transfer guys, fairly small company. We've wanted to stay small. But we've looked at innovative technology solutions, and with a background in environmental planning, and then leveraging the capabilities of GIS as a decision support tool. We've looked for markets or other industries, other professions that are not making use of these kinds of tools. And we pioneered a lot of it, again, in natural resource, environmental, forestry, utilities, even the golf industry of all places. But, anybody who's managing any kind of ground-based asset can use these tools. So that's been our kind of company focus, if you will, is to look for these opportunities. And sometimes they're niche and sometimes they're bigger. And, we're not always the first guys there, but we've been among that crowd often enough. So that's a little bit about us.
Good stuff. Davis, this has been a very interesting podcast. And I know, to speak frankly, we could probably talk about this for hours because there's so many interesting things happening. But I really enjoy talking about this stuff as well, because I think it really is a disruption happening right now, and it's happening so quickly. It's frankly pretty amazing. know, before we sign off, Davis, anything else to add? Anything that we may have missed today?
No, I think we pretty well covered it. It's an exciting place to be. I mean, someone said, so when is Centimeter going to be in my phone? You know, when am I going to have that kind of capability in my hand? You know, something I'd say, you know, you already have rocket science in your hand. You know, let's face it, you're talking to satellites that are, you know, 12 to 20,000 miles in the air. So, you know, it's just pretty doggone neat. It's pretty doggone neat. But the question about maybe Centimeter in your phone, I'd say within the next 5 to 10 years, that'll be pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, my gut thinking about it. Indoor GPS, that could be coming too with location-based services. So, yeah, it's fun stuff. It's been a real fun ride so far. I feel pretty fortunate to have been a part of it. But yeah, Matt,
that's great.
Thanks, Davis.
I think this is a perfect way to end it. And I really appreciate the insights on the Centimeter on the phone and the rocket science in your hand. That could be a marketing campaign right unto itself, right there.
Well, my pleasure. I really do appreciate participating and glad to. So anytime. Good talking with you today.
Perfect. Perfect. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive TerraGo podcast interview with Davis Wildman, who's the principal of Newland Group, who was kind enough to spend some time with us today to talk about the disruptive trend that's happening now, where many enterprises are moving away from using proprietary and often expensive GPS handheld devices. And Davis, thank you so much for your time today.
You're quite welcome, Matt. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.